Scarefest weekend presenting Vet City Con 8, the Ocho.
Ocho.
Down here on the floor, joined by Mr. with his arms, I swear to God, as big as my waist. From Voorhees, Vengeance of the Beast.
Night of the Beast.
Well, Drew was just talking about a movie called Vengeance. So
Vengeance is a good movie.
I swear that I don't do a lot of drugs, and I somehow messed that up. Jane Stokes, how are you, sir?
Man, I am doing wonderful. I love coming to this con. This is the second year in a row. I've been to 17 cons this last year.
Holy shit.
Right. Yeah. I worked the whole circuit, pretty much.
They all serve you Mission Barbecue.
You know what? It felt like it, because every day I felt like I was dead. No, it's exhausting, but it's the most fun getting to meet the fans that love the character of Jason Voorhees. I love getting to play that part. Of course, I don't want to be known as just Jason, but at the same time, being in that same genre as Kane Hodder and C.J. Graham and Derek Mears and all the rest of them that played the character, it has been phenomenal for me.
Yeah, and
that's cool.
You had a full wardrobe photo op earlier, and you walked by, and you carried yourself in that same way. That it was like the big screen on screen.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing. If I'm in the suit, if I'm in the mask, I don't talk. I play the character.
Yep.
I mean, it's just the way it is, because Jason is a creature of his own universe. I mean, just pretty much. I mean, just like Michael Myers is, or any of the other.
And I feel like Jason would definitely stop and give Mick the finger like he did.
Yes, 100%.
At the very least.
1,000%.
At the very least.
Oh, yeah.
If I'd have had my real knife, I'd have nicked his neck. Just, I would have cut some of his hair off, because I think that would have. I know. I love
the same barber.
Mick Strawn, I love that guy to no end. So he is a great, great friend of mine, and a great. A person to have on my side when it comes to these movies, because the man knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And
let you know that he knows what he's talking about.
Oh, 100%. But this is the thing.
But the thing is, he does.
He does. He does know what he's talking about. And I keep my mouth shut when I'm around him, because I learn.
It is. And, like,
you know,
I'm a college professor.
100%. Yeah. You know, and that's what I do most of the time when I'm on a movie set or anything else. Keep my mouth shut. I surround myself with people that know more than I do, and I learn. And that's why I've succeeded so far in this movie business.
Man, you can totally be a pro wrestler.
I don't like getting hit.
So
he doesn't want the moneymaker damage.
Just for Jason, what are some other projects that you've been involved in that you're especially proud of, that you want people to check out to get to know you and like your body of work?
Oh, Lord. I've been to Romania to shoot a movie called Adrenaline. That's an action film with me and Louis Mandalore and Costas Mandalore and a few of us. And so that's action films. But I'm working on a thing now called Forest Through the Trees. It's another Jason Pitts movie, which is, you know, Voorhees Night. This movie's totally opposite from Jason, and it's going to bring out a character in me that's playing a stepdad that that loves his stepdaughter and loves his wife, but at the same time, he's a man that makes mistakes, and it's going to bring out a side of me that a lot of people have never seen before, and I think it's going to be a great movie. I'm also working on another a TV miniseries called Pagan.
Okay.
It's going to be shot in Oklahoma City, and I'm the lead in it.
Okay.
And so I've signed on with 10 episodes right now.
Holy shit. Nice.
Yeah, 10 episode pilot. So I'm looking real forward to that, too. I'm playing a small town sheriff.
That's awesome.
That pretty much has to protect his town.
Yeah.
So it's going to,
kind of like a Walking Tall kind of thing?
No, not kind of like a Walking Tall. It's going to be more supernatural.
Oh, nice.
Down with that.
Yeah, supernatural. It's on the super, hence Pagan.
Okay.
But it's going to be on the supernatural side of it. And I'm looking real forward to that. I love the character.
Yeah, that sounds dope.
I've read the first 4 episodes, and I keep wanting more. So that's good.
Nice.
And they're about an hour episode, so it's gonna be good.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that sticks out as you're describing these roles that you're like excited to do, and I can see that you're excited.
Oh yeah.
They all have these layers and these subtle layers and different sides, which has got to be, you know. Going from Jason, that's kind of a one-sided, you know, one focus, to playing these roles that have multiple angles, multiple layers, has got to be a good stretch.
Well, a lot of people say, you know, playing Jason had to be easy. You know, you didn't have to learn a line. You didn't have to... No, it's actually harder. You're not talking.
Right.
You have to show everything through mannerisms and the way you walk and the way you kill people or whatever else. Yeah. It has to be done the right way, because this Jason is not something that you can just throw together. It's a character that's been portrayed by some of the best in the business.
Yeah.
Mainly Kane Hodder.
Right.
And I mean, to me, Kane Hodder, and not to disrespect any of the other Jasons, but Kane Hodder is the one that I guess projected my Jason after.
That's fair.
There's pictures of me and Kane together, and we look like brothers. I mean, we literally could be brothers.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit taller than he is, but and the build is a little bit different, but the way we carry ourselves, I mean, people say, you look like Kane out there, and it's like, you know what? I'll take that compliment.
That's not an insult by any means.
That is a compliment.
Well, and it's like,
you tell me I look like Kane Hodder? Hell yes. Thank you.
Well, and it's like, you know, you also have to try and... I feel weird kind of saying this, but you have to find a way to convey emotion in a full fucking body costume
as
Jason. So it's like, hey, I can't see your face. I can't even really see if you're flexing or doing anything like that. But hey, show me how he feels in this situation.
That's exactly right. And it was hard. So, but being able to play other characters to where I can, where people can hear me speak and see my emotions and stuff like that. Crying on cue is something very easy for me because of life lessons.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, I'm 52 years old. I'm in probably the best shape of my life right now.
You're in really good fucking shape.
Thank you.
I would not have guessed 52.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed it at all.
I'm 6'2", I weigh 240, and I stay in the gym 6 days a week. And I don't do it just for health. I do it for because this is a business right here to where you have to look the part.
It's
a body business. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
We've seen actors and stuff with great talent, but if they can't fit the role, they can't fit the role.
That's exactly right.
It was the downfall of Brendan Fraser was all because he got addicted to pills and put all that weight on for a long time.
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
So yeah, like it's a body. It's a body business, and like not everyone gets to be Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Right.
Like you can't go out there and be like. And I loved Philip Seymour Hoffman, loved all of his work, but like not a lot of people get to go out there and be pudgy and balding and win Oscars.
Right.
Yeah. That's very true.
Well, the new Reacher,
Alan Richardson, I will sing the praises of that. He is one of the nicest celebrities I've ever met.
Oh my God. Yeah. And I try to do the same thing that he does. I love that guy. I mean, I love watching his TikToks, his Instagram, because he is such a he's married, he's got kids. He's just a genuine soul, and that this really good guy. But he's 6'3", he weighs 240, 235. I'm 6'2", weigh 240. Our bodies are about the same if you look at us with our shirts off. I mean,
Can we?
No. Not in this setting.
Well, no, and like...
Tell you what, dude, next time don't open the fucking door if you don't want us to walk through.
Well, that's sorry, I got caught up. That's the thing about, like... Because a lot of people do that just for the online presence, to give off the air of just being like, I really care. But then, like, if you meet them, they're a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I met Alan Richardson. He was genuinely a nice guy. I've talked to you several times. Yeah. Like, we sat next to you last year. Yeah. You were a genuinely nice guy. Like,
well, thank you.
So it's cool to see.
I thought you were going
to
beat us up. But
yeah.
Genuinely nice.
Every minute I was like, he's going to walk by and he's going to crack one of our heads on that table.
As long as it was not me, I'm fine with it. But it's so awesome to see people that, like, you don't rest on your laurels, you don't rest on the fact that, and I say this with a lot of respect, you don't rest on the fact that you're an in-shape, good-looking dude to just carry you places.
Right.
No, absolutely not. I don't want that to carry me, but I want my attitude, I want my everyday demeanor to carry me places.
Yeah.
You know, I everybody I see, I talk to, I don't meet a stranger. That's just the way it is. Everybody that comes to my table, I stand up and I go around the table and I talk to them face to face. I don't stand behind the table. You come watch me sometime. I get down on his level. I don't just I get down on my knees if I have to. You know, I want to make everybody feel comfortable around me and know that one, I'm not that character. Two, I don't want you to ever think that all actors are the same way. Because I have met some actors that are real.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Actors.
Standoffish.
Yeah. Standoffish. Yeah. I mean, it's really weird because it's like, dude, why are you treating them that way? If it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be where you're at.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry, but that's just this business.
Yeah, you'd be bagging groceries.
That's
somewhere.
Right. I don't care if you're an NBA player, an NFL player. If you don't have the fans buying your tickets and buying your jerseys and doing that, you're not going to be where you're at. I don't care how good you are.
One more Alan Richson bit, then I promise I won't bring him up again. But like he did Lexington Comic and Toy Convention in 2021.
Yeah,
and it's before Reacher hit, so like it was before he was doing like the Fast X movie. It was before like a lot of that. So like one of my friends, he's a huge Blue Mountain State fan. Me too. And he was like, "Go down to Alan's table. There is no one there." I went up. I had almost a 10-minute conversation with the guy. And I'd done the photo op earlier, and he, like, takes it out. He's looking at it. He's like, "Oh, yeah, the picture turned out good." Like, looks over his shoulder, sees that his manager isn't there, and just signs it for free. Manager turns around. He's like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Oh, it's his birthday." It was not my birthday.
Yeah. Spoiler.
That's the way he is, man. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll go to a restaurant, and I'll get noticed or something. I'll end up handing out 15 pictures, signing them, and not get a dime for them. Yeah. Because, one, I see that person smile.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Okay.
And that's the stuff. It makes it easy to root for somebody like you and make you be like, you know, you want to go out and see you and stuff and support you because.
And that's what I want, man. Yeah. It's not all about the money. It really isn't. It's about making some. You know what? You're not going to save everybody, but everybody can save somebody.
Yeah. It's true.
I mean, just look at it that way.
Yeah.
I think one of the coolest things is when people are down to earth. And you meet them, and like they're celebrities, they're down to earth, they're just kind of real people. It makes you want to go and support their work.
Yeah,
sure.
Because when
absolutely.
You see them, you're like, "Man, this guy was so cool."
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said you've been you're in the gym 6 out of 7 days a week.
I am.
Yeah.
What's your routine look like?
It's about 2 hours a day. I concentrate on one muscle group at a time.
Okay.
That's the reason I'm in there so much. It's not because I want to be in the gym. I don't want to be in the gym no more than anybody else. But that's what I do. You know, if it's chest day, it's chest day. If it's back and shoulders, then it's back and shoulders. If arms, it's arms. If legs, it's legs. But I kind of concentrate on one muscle group at a time to where I can really focus, you know, and make that muscle. And if you do that every week and you do it on a consistent basis, and you ain't got to do the same, you ain't got to do chest on Monday and Friday, or,
right.
You know, you can mix it up. But at the same time, if you do the hard muscles twice a week and the easy muscle once a week, it just you make progress.
Yeah.
But it's consistency. That's right. The whole thing.
Right.
If I went 3 days 1 week, 1 day the next, 6 days the next, that's not.
That's why I didn't see progress when I was going to the gym.
It's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
It's not going to cut it. And it's a mindset, dude. It's a mindset.
Yeah.
It's either you're going to do it or you're not going to do
it.
Right. But I tell you right now, I do. There's every day I struggle. Every day I sit in that freaking parking lot in the truck for 30 minutes going, I don't want to be. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it. And then once I get out and get in there and do it, I feel a lot better.
It's always been one of those things. And I fell off. But like, you know, this. Like I was going to the gym like 4 or 5 times a week back in like 2014 to 2016.
Yeah.
But like it was literally just like a couple weeks my gym buddy, like a couple things came up. Like I caught the flu 1 week and then like his wife was down with a stomach bug the next week.
Mm-hmm.
So like, you know, he didn't want to be around anyone in case he was carrying it and didn't want to like give it to anyone. But it was like 2 weeks was all it took. And then we got out of routine and it was just.
It's like this weekend. I'm not going to go to the gym this weekend. This is my thing. This is the con is what I'm focused on.
Okay.
So I went to the gym yesterday. I came up here this morning, and then I'm just going to relax tonight. Tomorrow I'll come. Tomorrow night I'll go home. I'll relax. And then Monday I'll get back to it, you know, go back to work and then get back to the gym and everything like that. But so it's going to be 2 days off that my body probably needs.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because your body needs as much rest as it does anything.
And you said you're 52?
I'm 52. Right? I'm fixing to turn 53.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. 52 is that's just unbelievable.
It's good discipline, except for somebody who's 32.
Yeah,
right? Like unbelievable.
Because we all have to admit, at a certain age, our metabolism just like fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, Mick, I hadn't seen him in. It's been about 4 or 5 months, but he even told me when he saw me today, he said, "James, you look like you've done grown."
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Because I have. I've grown a little bit in size over the last 3 months. I've changed the routine. I've changed some supplements that I take and stuff like that. I try to eat right. I take BCAAs. I take the good stuff for you.
Right.
and it's just it's phenomenal what your body will do if you just treat it right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, they say, you know, the body's a machine and you get out what you put in. So, yeah. Like, you treat it right and you put good stuff in, you get good stuff out.
Yeah, but you got to rest, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's so it, yeah.
Your body has to have rest. Your muscles have to have time to recoup and all that stuff. So.
Yeah.
And there's really good stuff out there with good proteins and stuff in it that'll help you recover quicker. So you just got to find what's better for you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we turned into a fitness podcast.
I know, apparently.
Right. Yeah, that sorry. Was great. No.
Like,
a lot of derailing us.
Yeah. So,
screw that up.
So I got one movie question.
Yeah.
And so give me your dream project, whether that's a genre that you've never done before that you want to try, a project with somebody that you've never worked with. Mm-hmm. Like, what does your dream project look like?
My dream project right now, and I'm really close.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right now. I've had 4 auditions with Yellowstone.
Oh.
Nice.
My dream job is to be on a Western or a type of Western show.
Yeah.
I've been a cowboy all my life, a real cowboy. I mean, that's one of my first movies was Pure Country, where I rode a bull. So, I mean, that's just what I do. I rode professionally for 5 years.
What?
Bareback and bull. I did that for a while. Broke my face, broke a bunch of stuff.
Oh, man.
But that's just the way it is. But anyway, a dream job to me would be some type of Western. Working with, it really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, thinking about working with Kevin Costner and Cole Hauser and them was absolutely a dream. Now, Yellowstone's coming to an end. I know that. But there's some spinoffs that are coming off of it. You got the 4/6. You got 2024. You got 1944. Mm-hmm. So there's some spinoffs that I got my management team and stuff working on right now, trying to get me some auditions with that. So I can ride a horse. I've shown that I can ride a horse. Their casting directors know who I am now. So that's the dream job for me.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be dope.
I've just recently started getting into Westerns.
And
like, man, there's a whole story that I wouldn't have gotten 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I think I was born in the wrong era. I mean, 1800s, man, is just getting to play a period piece like that. Whether it be a Western or whether it be a plantation owner or whatever else, it's just I love that genre. I love it. I love the old clothes that you put on. Just going back in time like that, it's just learning about the history of this of this world before it got all screwed up.
Yeah.
And it is screwed up.
So, I mean,
which that's a whole different topic. We won't get into that, of course.
We'd be here until tomorrow.
We'd be here for a long time. But regardless of that, it's just a simpler time that a lot of people don't take the time to learn about.
Yeah.
And it's sad because that's where your ancestors came from, and that's that's what made this country what it is today, pretty much. Now, the people that are running it today and doing things today are screwing it up, but that's not the ancestors' fault. You know, but I love learning about the 1800s and just the olden days, I guess you'd say,
and just
learning that. But to your question, though, that would be a dream job for me as a Western, working with someone like Cole Hauser, you know, someone that's been in that genre right now. Because I love the modern-day Western, like the Yellowstone and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
No, that'd be awesome.
Now, you say modern Western, my mind always goes to the 310 to Yuma remake with Christian Bale from 2000,
to Yuma
2006, 2007, whenever that came out.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, that was
Magnificent Seven.
The remake.
That remake was amazing.
Yeah.
Now, there's some casting in those shows that was questionable. That to me, you know, they just didn't pull off the Western.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. No. It's nothing about their acting. It was just to me watching it. It was like
you're in it. Yeah. I mean, you're
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Bull rider.
Yeah, I was a bull rider. Yeah. Yes, it was something.
It.
Yes.
You're picking up stuff that other people
for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
So it's just watching them ride a horse. You know, that's just not okay. That wouldn't happen. You know, you wouldn't do it for one.
Yeah. I mean, you look at cops like the cops hate watching other cop shows.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they're like they're holding this wrong. They're doing this procedure.
Yes.
Looks good on screen.
Yes.
Not in real life. Mm-hmm. So I get what you're saying 100%.
Yeah. And I've done a lot in my 52 years. I haven't had a lot lot of big, big jobs, but I mean, I was a firefighter paramedic for 16 years. I worked at a factory for a long time. I've did lawn care. I've done stuff like that. So, you know, and been on a farm all my life. I mean, literally from the time I was a kid till now, pretty much. So I deal with horses all the time. I love them. I love everything about them. And,
That's great. So that's to answer your question.
That would be a dream job for me.
So where can people keep up with you and what you're working on now and next? And
I try to put everything out on Instagram. So it's stokes.james1414 or TikTok. I got a TikTok, which I don't use a whole lot, but that still puts some stuff out. And then, of course, Facebook. And then imdb.com. You can go there and put in my name, James Stokes, and see everything that I've got coming up and working on. I'm working on a lot of things. I got a lot of things in the works. A lot of people's calling me right now, which is I'm thankful. So thankful. I took a little part-time job at a nutrition factory in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Love it.
I'm learning more about the lifestyle I'm already living.
You're in the gym 6 days.
That's the reason they hired me pretty much when I went in to get the part-time job. It's just some supplemental money in between movies and stuff.
For sure.
They're being great with me as far as letting me off to come to cons and do things. They know what my lifestyle is with the movies. So it's just been great, you know, learning more about the stuff that I'm already taking and putting things in my body that I know is not going to hurt me and stuff like that, because people don't understand some things that they take will tear up your liver and kidneys before you even know it. So you got to really watch that. So anything that you take, people out there that's, you know, working out at the gym, you know, please talk to your doctor before you start taking these things, because it can eat up your kidneys and liver before you know it.
Yeah.
So
that's actually really good information. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it will. So you just, you know your body better than anybody else. So if you start seeing things that kind of quite not right, not hurt, you don't have to be hurting. So that's what people do. Oh, I'm not hurting. I'm not going to a doctor. Well, it's the subtle things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You start peeing too much. Yep. You start seeing your urine looking different. You know, you start seeing your eyes starting to yellow a little bit. That's kidneys right there, automatically, right off the bat.
Right.
Think kidneys. So, you know, you need to go to the doctor and stuff. And you may not hurt at all. You may feel absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You find yourself getting up in the middle of the night 5, 6, 7 times going to the bathroom. Kidneys.
Yeah.
You need kidneys.
Yeah.
Liver.
Your body doesn't have a check engine light, so you
got to know what to look for.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Preventative care is super important.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time. Continued best of luck.
Thank you so much.
You've got going on. You're a good dude, and
guys,
all of us wish you nothing but continued success.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And we are going to be counting down until we see you on a Yellowstone spinoff or anything. Like we're pulling for you. Like
I'm looking forward to Pagan.
I'm looking forward to Pagan too. That's big right now, and I'm. I think that's going to be really good. We're very close to getting everything under starting in pre-production. The SAG stuff is almost in place. They're getting our money and all in that in order and stuff. Yeah. Contracts will be signed pretty quick. Once that happens, we're green lighted and we're going to
hit the ground running.
The races.
Awesome. Hell yeah, dude.
So I'm looking forward to it, and getting to play the lead role in that it's got me very excited.
That's of really course, cool. Yeah, for yeah. sure.
So you'll see me as a sheriff of a small town in Missouri.
Hell yes.
And yep, they got me a cool truck to drive. And,
hey, that's what matters.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It'll be in Missouri. So
love it. We'll be looking.
Guys, thank y'all so much.
Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
Appreciate it.